Good morning. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 16th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOB prices were May corn down a penny and three quarters, May wheat down 5 1/4, May beans up 2 3/4 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 36 ticks. I would think that the weather would be a front and center here, but as bad as this weather is, we don't see corn or wheat responding out here. The beans were a little bit firmer overnight. It certainly looks like we did some business, though nothing was announced. I just can't believe with the delays we're seeing, North Dakota, South Dakota, it's snowing here in Chicago on the 16th of April. I mean, it's snowing and sticking here. So I just don't see this as being conducive to corn or wheat at all. The plains, freezing temperatures, it's going to warm up again. I don't know how many cycles this wheat can take off of this, but the market doesn't seem to be too concerned with it. I think as we go through the day, though, we might find a little bit more support as people kind of start to recognize that there's some issues out here. Now, obviously, we don't have very little, if any, demand for the wheat. That continues to be a problem. But we still have domestic usage of this wheat. And I think we're running into some problems out here. But the market certainly doesn't act that way. We'll get the export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll see the crop ratings at 3 o'clock. I can't believe that they're not going to lower their wheat ratings out here. So, you know, I just can't believe the wheat isn't back. Kansas City wheat was down a dime overnight. I think that's way out of line, but obviously the market knows more than I do because it keeps slamming this corn and this bean market, corn and wheat market. If we do have delayed plantings in corn, it's going to go into the beans. So I just don't know that new crop beans can withstand much of a rally in here. I expect old crop to continue to gain on new crop here for a while with the Argentinian issues. But when it's all said and done, you know, I think corn and wheat should be acting a whole lot better. Maybe we can see something after we open here today. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.